No matter what the resolution, the effects of war in Ukraine on its people will linger for decades. Perhaps there is no better illustration of that reality than a feature film about another devastating conflict which came out last year. At the beginning of the Albanian language movie Hive, we see a crowd of protesters in front of a government building in Kosovo. They're desperate to find husbands, fathers, and children who were lost in the late 1990s when a Serbian-led campaign of ethnic cleansing largely against Albanians led to a massive refugee crisis. Most of these men and boys have never been found, and the protesters want answers. In the crowd is Faria Hoti. Her husband has been missing for years, and she's trying to support her family by starting a business with the women of her village. But the men in their community see their business as radical and threaten to derail the women's plans. Hive is based on a true story. It won multiple awards at last year's Sundance Film Festival and is now available to rent on various streaming services. I spoke with star Ilka Gaushi and the writer-director of Hive, Biyerta Basholi, last November. Biyerta, you came across Fari's story when you were studying in the United States. What made you want to adapt it to film?
Well, you know, I was at the moment when I was trying to make it, making films and living in New York and being a woman myself. I heard this story about a woman who, having lost her husband during the war in Kosovo, she needed to start working. She got a driving license, and so I was really intrigued by it, and it really interested me as a story. So that really inspired me to go and meet her. And I was lucky to have worked with Ilka Gaushi here before. So we both went together to meet Faria Hoti even for the first time. But actually meeting her in person, it was her personality, the way she talked to us, the way she just dealt with everything, that impressed us even more.
Ilka, what was your impression of meeting the real-life Fahri? I mean, what drew you to this remarkable woman playing this character on the big screen?
She is this mesmerizing woman. Like, she has a poker face, but her energy is contagious in the best of ways. And she had this dignity and this grace to herself that really, really made me fall in love with her. Hmm.
Biyerta, at the beginning of the film, we see Fahri rummaging through body bags, looking for the corpse of her husband. Why did you decide to begin the film this way?
I wanted to start the film with something strong, something that will put us in her situation immediately, and something that will make us understand what kind of person we're dealing with. I really wanted the audience to be right on the story and get in immediately. And I thought because what they went through, because what they had to do, because she told me a lot about these things, I was like, I just really wanted the audience to be in the story and with a character from the very first beginning.
Ilka, we read that you were a former refugee yourself, and you served as a goodwill ambassador for UNICEF. So I'm curious, did working on this film bring back memories for you?
Of course it did. It still does. It's funny because I've watched the film like 20 times by now, and I still get emotional even today. So, of course, it brought back memories. I mean, not just the refugee days in the camp, like everybody else, most Albanians from Kosovo, we were forced to flee the country. But also, it brought back memories of the fear. You know, we grew up in a bit of a harsh situation. And even before the war started, we grew up as kids with broken dreams, with bad childhood because of the occupation and the situation in Kosovo. We witnessed our parents being expelled from their workplaces and our schools being divided and everything. So that's why I felt related to this character, because I understood her pain and I understood her past. And as much as it was exhausting to build the character and to play it, at the same time, I found solace in all of it. And it was kind of like a healing therapy for me as a person and as an artist as well.
I covered the refugee crisis in Macedonia in the late 90s, and I remember in Macedonia, all the women in those camps, all the women who'd lost their husbands, the children who'd lost their fathers in Kosovo, they were killed. They were massacred. And I hear you, Ilka, speak of the healing. You both are from Kosovo. You lived that. You remember.
Yes. I was at a refugee camp, and then we went to a family friend who hosted us, myself and my family. But also I was divided from my family like for a week when we were fleeing our house. This is a story that I publicly never told before. But when the Blaca was happening, like the famous middle zone between Kosovo and Macedonia, I was forced to come back to Pristina without my family, with a friend of my father. And I was alone like for almost 10 days, not knowing if my family made it to the other part of the border, or if they were killed, or what happened to them. So, you know, it was hard. It still is. War changes you and leaves consequences. But personally, I think it made me a better person, because now I'm more grateful. I enjoy my life, my family, and it is what it is. We cannot change our past, but we can work towards making a brighter future, not just for us, but for our little ones as well and other people.
Well, let's talk more about the film. Fahria and the other women needed to survive. They were not expected to work, but they needed to feed their children. So they decided to make and jar this red roasted pepper. It's a staple in many Balkan households, and it seems so simple, but also like an act of rebellion to kind of come together and make this food that they were to sell. Did she see it that way?
I think it was an instinctual feminism, or however we want to call it, because she knew she doesn't have any other choice. She knew that these women were getting together, they were crying, all of them were sad. So she was like, if we continue like this, the assistances from different kinds of organizations are going low. At some point, they're going to stop assisting us with money or any other aid. And then she was like, what are we going to do? We're going to just sit and cry and then go insane and then lose our children. Mm. She was like, we had children to raise. It was about surviving. It was about working. But we had also children to raise, and we could not afford to go insane.
Yes, and that will to survive, that's what Fahri had. And she had to learn to drive. She didn't know how to drive. She had to deliver these jars. It was a step toward independence, right, that many of the men were violently opposed to. And there were several scenes in the film that were, frankly, painful to watch. Were they painful to make as well? I read that, you know, you and the crew, Birta, were often crying behind the camera.
Yeah, well, they were not easy to make, because it hurts the fact that you're like, we've been through so much. And like, if you've been to Kosovo since you were reporting, then you know that how joyful we are when people come to our houses, and hospitality and solidarity are kind of our virtues. And then when you hear about this woman who takes the wheel to like survive, and be independent, and there's nothing wrong with that, but then somebody sees that as wrong, it really hurts. But then there were also a lot of moments of war scenes that we basically, it was hard for all of us because we've been through that, yeah, in one way or another.
There's so many themes in this film: women coming together, what it means to survive. Ilka, what did you take away from this film, playing this remarkable character?
So many things. Professionally, it was exhausting, but so rewarding and such a beautiful, beautiful adventure. And personally, I'm still inspired by Fahria. Every time I meet her, I think she's just this amazing human being. Always, she makes us laugh, even though she's been through so much. I'm still inspired by her. And I think that the film leaves you with that hope at the end of it. I mean, no matter what you can go through in life, it's always worth to fight for a better future and to fight for your dreams. That's what I take from it.
What do you want people to take away from Fahri's story? Birta, I'll end with you.
I hope encouragement and hope, the way she gave me encouragement and hope when I met her.
Ilka Gaushi is the star of Hive. Ilka, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
And Birta Basholi is the writer-director. Thank you.
Thank you. Really nice talking to you. Thank you very much.
Our interview from last November. Hive is now available on various streaming services.